On SEN, your home of sport. Time On with Jack Everon.
Well, it will be when the Saints finally get their first goal.
Yeah, Patrick Nils gave it her best shot. Grimes' tackle in the goal square was pretty good too. They might get another opportunity here. Patrikios again involved. We'll send it inside, attacking 50 into a bit of space. Mark taken. Play on from McDonald. Gets the goal. And they are up here at RSEA Park. The Saints' first goal in AFLW coming the way of Molly McDonald.
It was a wonderful day at Moorabbin on Sunday. We've sung the praises of it all week on this show, and it's Saints Membership Day. You can get two memberships for the price of one, and you can call now on 1300 467 246. We've heard from some of the on- and off-field stars of the club right across the day here on SEN, but it gives me great pleasure to welcome in someone who will forever be a piece of history at the St Kilda Football Club, their first goal kicker in AFLW, Molly McDonald. Molly, good evening.
Hello, how are you guys?
That's a nice little thing to have next to your name for the future.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting. It's a bit surreal, but no, very exciting.
Take us through the goal. I'm sure you've watched it back. So you land with the footy in your hand, you look up, there's no one around you. Did instinct just take over and you think, right, I'm off?
Yeah, well, all my family say that I'm not great at kicking set shots, so I'm quite well, there's a bit of turf in front of me, I'll take a run and have a shot on goal.
We were talking, as I say, all week, and I've just mentioned as I welcome you in about how good it looked at Moorabbin on Sunday. What was it like for you as a player to play not only your first game, but to have it in an atmosphere like that?
Yeah, really, really exciting, I guess. It brought, I think, a few nerves to the girls, especially walking out for our first warm-up. It was like, wow, you know, we do really have a lot of support behind us. And I think when we came out and the guard of honour was there, it was like, wow, this is real, and there were so many people behind us, which I think we're really grateful for as a club as well.
Yeah, and I reckon from an outsider looking in, Molly, and you can tell us more, the club themselves, I reckon, deserve a lot of credit for making Sunday such a special day.
Yes, definitely. There's so many people behind the scenes that have made everything come together. I think so much support staff have gone into it. Even we're one of the teams who had no injuries going to round one, so the support and that we've had over the pre-season as well has been excellent from them.
So I went back and watched the game today. I saw the second half of it live, but watched the first half this morning. So in hindsight, I'm sure you've had a chance to have a bit of a debrief. Was it really just the first 10 minutes that might have been a bit costly for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think they got those three or four goals in 7 minutes. I think that's what probably got them over the line. But I think coming in as a new team and as a new group, we're probably just a bit frantic in that first quarter. But I think we definitely learnt a lot of things just from that first quarter. And in that second quarter, I think it was shown even in the second half that we are a better side than that first quarter. And I think we've just learnt a lot from that and be ready to run out on Sunday against the Crows.
Now, take us back to your story if we can, because everyone's got a backstory of how they came across footy. And I read an article on you that tells me that, in fact, you might need to thank your brother for discovering your love of footy. Is that right?
Yeah, it definitely has a big contribution to my love of footy. I was never allowed to play footy, I think just purely because with the boys and stuff. But I decided to quit my rep basketball. I was played there at Frankston for few years, and I was like, look, Mum, if I quit basketball, will you let me play footy? And she's finally agreed to it, so got to sign up with CFIT, and yeah, that's where it started.
Have you always loved footy? I know we're just talking about your brother kicking footies at you from when you were 4 years old, but was that where the love of the game really started?
Yeah, definitely. I always loved being a part of it. I was always involved in his team, I guess, just running water and running the boundary with his junior side, so always loved it. Always loved having a kick with him at school, even with all the teachers. So, yeah.
Molly McDonald from the Saints chatting to us here on Saints Membership Day. Two memberships for the price of one. Call now on 1300 467 246 to get involved. So, just on that, you were playing basketball, and basketball can be pretty full on at an underage rep level. Like there's a lot to take in. There's a lot of training, a lot of travel and all that sort of stuff. But what was it that drew you back to footy?
I think there was just a lot of more community side in the football, and it's definitely shown especially now I'm at Saints at the AFL level, the community around Moorabbin is phenomenal, and there's so much fans behind us. And also encourage everybody to try sign up as well. Like, I've had so much people come up to me and say, like, can we get a membership now? Like, it's been great. So I think the community behind us has been awesome. And it's just, yeah, I think that's what drew me towards more football than basketball.
I was listening to Brett Ratton this morning, the coach of the men's team, on our breakfast program, and he spoke about how St Kilda have adopted a one-club philosophy, and about how the men's and women's teams are working together and working off each other, sharing their intellectual property and all that sort of stuff. How has that been for you? You grow up watching some of these players on the TV, and now you're sharing a training track with them, sharing a gym with them and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, look, it's pretty surreal again. But it's awesome. They really include us and always say, ask how we're going and stuff. So I think it's been great also having like Brad Hill and Ruffy down at training. I think they always want to be a part of the club and a part of us girls. So I think it's really good from their support as well.
Outside of footy, Molly, what else is taking up all of your time? It's a busy time for you, but outside of that, are you looking at uni? Are you looking at work? Where's the rest of your time headed at the moment?
Just enrolled in uni, so I'm studying sport and exercise science at ACU, and then also working at Kelly Sports, just running kids programs with sport, so that's nice and easy and fun.
Hey, it is. You can stay in sport. It's a good way to be. Hey, as I let you go, you've got the Crows this week, the Crows have been the benchmark for a very, very long time in the AFLW competition. What are you expecting?
I think we just need to go out and play our football and obviously try our best. We'll put our best foot forward and hopefully get over the top of them.
Well, I reckon you're a chance. If you can just get rid of the first 10 minutes of last Sunday and then carry it on from there, I reckon you're a massive chance. Molly, thanks for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Molly McDonald, one of the young stars of the St Kilda Football Club, and in fact, one of the young stars of the AFLW competition, came through the National Academy pathway and before that was involved in the Dandenong Stingrays pathway. She's going to be a seriously good player. And for Saints fans, two memberships for the price of one. You can call now on 1300 467 246. That number again is 1300 467 246. Just before the break, we're having some conversation and taking a lot of calls and texts as well on superstars in the competition, and we had a little square off, Damo and I, which is good fun. This is what this hour is. It's about telling you what's happened from across the day and getting you to put your opinions across about it all as well. Some saying that I won the battle, others saying that Damo won the battle. It's all fun in love and war. It's all fun in love and war. Damo, you know the drill. You're welcome back tomorrow as well. You with Jack Heveron on Time On. I'm going to catch you up with some of the other stuff from across the day that you might have missed. If you did miss Brett Ratton today on SEN Breakfast, you're going to hear a little bit of that. We'll get the latest on Glenn Maxwell, who's out of the tour of South Africa. And Stuart Dew, is he set for a new contract sooner rather than later? Stay with us.